Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today in the studio we are joined by Emory County Sheriff Tyson Huntington. Sheriff Huntington, it's always a pleasure to have you, and thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Well, I'm happy to come over anytime, Aiden. I appreciate it.
And you know, normally when we have you in, we're talking about crime, but this time, bit more holly and jolly, given the time of the year. Of course, we're going to be talking about Shop with a Cop. It's one of my favorite programs that happens here in the Castle Country, both in Carbon and Emory. It's just a great way that our local police officials are getting involved with the youth in our community.
Yeah, it's great. It's a super fun time for us. You know, it helps us kind of step away from the law enforcement responsibilities, and we get a chance to work with the kids and to see them, you know, excited and, you know, workshopping and just having a good time with them. It's a touching time for us to have as law enforcement.
It really is. And I feel like it's one of those things that really humanizes law enforcement. You know, sometimes we get all caught up in the stereotypes in law enforcement. Your big burly guys or gals carrying guns, ready to knock down whoever's breaking the law. But there's so much more to law enforcement than just what gets shown on the TV shows, on the news. You guys are out in the community having an impact in such a major way.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, and my deputies are that way. They always look for the opportunity to fight crime and do their job. But when they get the chance to do something else, but still work in law enforcement like Shop with a Cop and those things, they take advantage of it. And it's good for them. It's good for their families. It's good for our department as a whole to do something else besides just, like you said, just fighting crime.
Yeah, it's so nice to see. And one of the things that really stands out to this is that you guys go out and you hand deliver invitations to these kids in the schools. And it's such a touching moment to see you guys share it on social media. And I really like that personal connection that you guys already start developing before the event even really begins.
Yeah, that's been a fun part of it, to be able to see the kids be in the schools and they know why you're there, and it's pretty exciting. It's good for our cops to get in there and have that chance to do it. And like we talked about, just do something different that's heartwarming and fun, and you know that it's going to make a difference with those kids.
You know, sometimes it's these kids outside of Shop with a Cop might not wake up to any presents on Christmas morning. So this is something that, you know, it's going to help shape their view of law enforcement as the good guys. And that's going to help them as they get older, start facing some of those tougher decisions in life. It's going to help them kind of guide towards that right path.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. It's hard to know that possibly these kids won't have very much or anything at all. So the chance to step in and do that is great. And then, like you said, just develop that relationship and kind of set the precedent for their law enforcement views, you know, down the road. There's always times that we're involved that aren't the greatest times, and kids see that. And to be able to change that and have a fun time is great for us.
Now, this is coming up on a December 11th. What is the day going to look like for these kids who are participating in Shop with a Cop?
So what we'll do is we'll meet with them at Walmart in the evening and get together. We'll grab a couple cops per kid. Usually it's a cop and their spouse. We'll be able to go and spend time with them. The kids each get $200 to spend for whatever they want. It's great, though. You get some of these kids out there, and they know exactly what they want, and they run right to the thing that they're thinking about. They pick it up, and you're done. And then you get some other kids that they buy something for everybody, and you're with them for 40 minutes, you know, picking out every little thing that they want to pick out. And it's super fun. And most of the time at the end of the shopping experience, they always throw like a candy bar in for the cop or something that they're with, and just super giving kids, you know. They're happy to get something for themselves, but almost every time they're worried about siblings or parents or somebody like that. So it's just heartwarming to be there with them.
You know, and as you're talking about that, you got the smile on your face that every cop gets when they talk about Shop with a Cop. It's something that it's hard to put into words, but there's so much joy behind it.
Yeah, it really is. It's like the pure Christmas thing, you know, dealing with the kids and to see their joy just from doing these little things. You can't help but smile or laugh or have a good time.
Now, of course, an event like this, especially when you're giving $200 to each kid, it's a challenge to fund, I'm sure, but you guys have had several donations across the community really step up. And what's impressed me is how often and how frequent these come. People are loving to give to this program.
Yeah, I am just crazy lucky to live where we live, and our citizens and business owners and even our city governments have stepped up and donated money. And we reach out to a couple places for grant money through Walmart and through another organization. But for most of our funds, they come from just donations from our citizens and our local businesses. And that's great. You know, it's money that they worked hard for, that they could spend on themselves, their own loved ones. But instead, they donate it to us to help out these kids.
You know, it's hard to explain to someone who's not from the area, but it feels like in the Castle Country, Carbon and Emery County, you get people who are so willing to give. And I feel like we don't see that very often everywhere else, but it's that small town feel. Everyone's stepping up to help these programs.
Yeah, it's true. And Shop with a Cop is no exception, but we see this with everything, different tragedies or different things that take place in our counties. We'll see neighbors and family and friends just step up and really help out. It's a neat thing to see in our communities.
No, it's truly spectacular seeing the community response to everything. Now, speaking on tragedies, unfortunately, over the weekend, we did lose Green River Mayor Red Hat, and it's been challenging, to say the least.
Yeah, that's a very tough one. You know, I got to know Ren just through being the sheriff and him the mayor and working out a few things, and he's a great guy. I would consider him a good friend. We talk to each other pretty regular, just about events or what's going on and advice about things. And it's a huge loss for our community, especially Green River and Green River High, where he worked and taught. But super great guy, very difficult thing. My heart breaks for the Hat family and for Maria and his fiance and just everything that happened there. Super untimely, super unexpected. And I know Ren was just a good guy, one of the best for Emery County. So I think in a tribute to him, I'm going to step up my game just to be a better person and a better local official and do what he did and always try to do the best for what he was in charge of.
Now, you could tell his passion for Green River. He cared for that community more than anything. He was such a great mayor, and he will be deeply missed.
Yeah, all the dang watermelon t-shirts he had. You'd have to love Green River to wear that many watermelon t-shirts. So
you really would have to. But, you know, our public officials in Emery County and Carbon County, they do a fantastic job. Ren, he's going to help be a guiding voice, even though we have lost him. Now, Sheriff Huntington, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Hopefully you can have a happy Christmas, a Merry Christmas, happy holidays. Remember the reason for the season and why we're here. Find opportunities to be kind and reach out to your neighbors and friends, and also be careful this time of year. It's a time of year that the bad guys can keep an eye on us and try to get into our financial accounts or whatever the case may be. But do your due diligence, keep an eye on your finances, and be safe, just to hopefully, you know, cement in that good Christmas holiday and to have a good time and not have to deal with us and any other hard situations.
Well, Sheriff Huntington, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Aiden. I love it.
Again, our guest, Emery County Sheriff Tyson Huntington. We're talking about Shop with a Cop. That's coming up on December 11th, giving a chance for Christmas to kids who might not have it otherwise. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.